Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good morning, listeners. Oh, that's just it. We haven't had a noise for a while. That was
that's
good.
That's a noise because here. So that's my I'm starting to run again noise. Good morning.
Good
running
morning.
Commentary listeners as we dodge the rubbish.
Still up the alley here. We're starting at my house in Newington Green. We're going to go south to the canal and then go east along it to Victoria Park. And I'd like to run, I don't know, in excess of 5 miles, less than seven.
That's fine, mate.
To run down, see how far we've gone, and then turn back.
But for me, this is the second phase in. This is Long Run Wednesday.
Right.
I've got to get a long run in every week, and Sunday I did this race, so.
We're quite deep in training now, aren't we? So, give us the scene.
Well, I've neglected long runs, really.
Yeah.
I've spent the summer getting a bit faster at 5Ks.
Yep.
And, Rob!
Oh, you ran into the road.
Where's he gone there?
I like it.
He veered left.
Well, it was stay on the pavement or run out into the road. And I went with
just charging into the bus.
Yeah, you don't know you're doing distance, you don't do corners.
So I've got faster, but that's the filling for the sandwich. But if you haven't got the miles in and the long runs, there's no sandwich.
Yeah,
there's no getting around it. You have to get your long runs in. So I've had 119 in, and I want to get three about 20, 22 in.
Yeah, yeah. I've been getting the miles in as well, but not necessarily the long ones. But
yeah,
I feel good. Well, before we... So you're doing long runs on Wednesdays, but the run on Sunday was a 10K, yeah?
That was a 10K. That was a Middlesex 10K champs.
Yeah.
Which was like... Hey!
Whoa!
Just surrounded by rubbish.
Yeah.
Which was just a race near where we're going around Victoria Park.
Yep.
Loads of mostly club runners. It was quite nice to run in a race where there's like 300 people maximum in the race.
Yeah.
So there was none.
Yeah.
You didn't have to worry about queuing up before. Like, I was a bit late getting to the start.
I bet the quality was a bit
and you just
tasty
slotted
as well.
Right in. Yeah, the quality was tasty, yeah.
Yeah.
So I ended up finishing about 103rd out of about 300 runners. So,
and that's you coming in sub 40.
That was 39, yeah.
Very good.
So,
do you often run 10K sub 40?
No.
No, that's good.
I haven't done for a long time. I haven't run that for about 12, 13 years, really.
Yeah, you've
so got, I'm getting to some
got
pace.
You've got a fierce pace at the moment.
So I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed the race, you know. And it was just a really flat... People say courses are fast, don't they? But
yeah,
if you're not fast, the course isn't fast.
No, that's
it's
true.
It's like a good comedy room, isn't it? If you're not funny, it doesn't matter what the room's like.
That's right.
But there, it was
we're doing well to have this conversation. The streets are full of hazards, aren't they?
Yeah. Everyone's trying to run us over today.
There's a guy lying on the ground. There's a street cleaner. There's a very noisy motorbike.
Someone just shot at us from a window.
There's a rubbish.
What's going on?
Get down.
Yeah. Coming, running
it's
commentary.
So exciting. I think we're finding our pace because of fear of
Post-apocalyptic
landscape.
So it was loads of fast, loads of long, flat stretches that you could just get your rhythm. It's
really
like getting the rhythm, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
That's going to sustain you to the end.
We're joking about you running out into the road, but there really is nothing better for your rhythm than running often a long, flat, straight line.
Yeah, it's great. It's great, yeah. And that thing of... I did the first 5K in about 1945.
Right, and then came back to it now, 60...
Came back
60 years, years later
yeah,
to do the...
Post-Second World War. And then did the second one. So it was fairly even paced.
Yeah.
Which was great, you know.
Yeah, really good. Not quite negative, but close enough.
Yeah. What have you been doing? What's happening in the Deering?
I feel good. I can definitely feel the fitness. I think, you know, I don't think I'm aiming quite as high as you, but I think we're on a similar page apart from that, which is that... Oh, we've got a green man.
Yeah, we've got a green. We've got a green.
Maybe a luck's turning. No, huge Jarvis Perkins van. They're going to unload some paving slabs onto us. No! So yeah, I am... You know, as you know, I've been trying to make sure I do more miles than last week, which in the last few weeks has been sort of 30-ish.
Yeah.
And last week...
That's going to get a bit tricky, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it got a bit tight. And the good thing about it was, last week, I, at the time, it seemed bad. But I missed a day on the Monday driving back from Edinburgh.
Right.
And I wanted to do the park run in Newcastle. So last week I ran 30-ish miles. But instead of doing it over 6 days, I did it in four.
Right.
So I was just going out and doing like
8.5, 7, 8, 9 miles yeah.
every day for 4 days. And I really felt it, but in a good way. You know, when I went out on Friday in Newcastle and running up the Tyne, which was really nice. And the week before I did 15, so I'm getting a bit of distance, you know.
It's also about getting to that thing. You need a couple of long, long runs before the marathon.
Yeah.
But a big, big part of it is... Not getting injured.
That's right.
Not getting ill. Keeping all your body fit and well with all your exercises and lining up fresh and raring to go.
Yeah.
That's a huge part of it.
The newest and best thing for me is this sense of running every day.
Yeah.
You know, and it just feels like, which I think is a state that is much more, that you're more used to, which is the sense your body's just going, oh yeah, we run.
We're going to run now, yeah.
We run, kind of, hey. We run give or take every day.
Yeah.
You know, and that's new for me this summer, and it's a great feeling.
Good.
And, yeah, when I was running that 9-ish on Friday, I felt he had that simultaneous feeling of toughness and ease, you know, basically right. thinking, I'm tired, I'm a bit achy, and I'm looking forward to this being over. But on the other hand, if it wasn't going to be over... I could do it for another 10 miles.
I could
miles.
Do it, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I could do it all day, you know?
I could do this, yeah.
And then on the weekend when you went out and ran a 10K in less than 40 minutes, I woke up and thought, set the alarm, got up, made myself a cup of coffee.
What for the park run?
Had a look at the map for the park run. And then do you know what I did next?
Stop. No, Rob.
I went back to bed and slept for another 3 hours. Cheers.
But that, thank you.
It's listening to your body, you know. I ran really well last week. That 30 miles in 4 days, I knew it and I felt it. And, I knew it was good.
But also, you needed your sleep.
I did.
If you slept for another 3 hours, it's because you needed it. Because you don't seem to sleep that much.
I didn't sleep that often.
So,
Edinburgh, that's right.
So it's great that you have
And
that.
Also, yeah, because my wife pointed out to me that I did say when I was... doing my ridiculous nocturnal schedule in Edinburgh. I said, what I'm doing in September is sleeping.
Yeah.
And there's some truth in that.
Yeah, you've got to rest.
I'm definitely catching up.
It's like a month of nights that you've had.
Yeah.
It's really hard work.
So that was really good. And genuinely, you know, the temptation is to go, oh, silly me, I didn't make the park run. But it was actually the opposite. It was that feeling of
it's fine, mate. It's
knowing
good.
It was the right thing, you know.
That's great.
But conversely, I did want to find a bit of pace.
Right.
So my schedule for this week...
On then.
Is to run 5-7 miles a day every day.
Right.
But generally sort of erring on the side of short.
Okay.
I'm running at a good pace.
But a bit faster.
And I've really, in the last few runs, I've been feeling how it feels to run steadily at sub 7.5 miles.
Yeah, right.
For kind of any given amount of time, really. Anything between sort of 3, 7, 8 miles.
That's great.
And then on Saturday, yeah, I'm going to go out and do a 20 on Saturday.
Right.
Because we're a month out this weekend.
Yes, so that's symbolic, isn't it?
That's a good one to do.
I'm really pleased that we're not doing the 50k towpath challenge.
Yeah.
I chatted to someone about it last night because I did a track session last night and there was this guy there who's, he's training for the marathon.
Are you spending any time not running?
Pardon?
Are you spending any time not running?
No, I'm like
a year ago when we ran.
I know.
You tell me about gigs and drinking.
I know.
And now when we meet to run,
I know.
You're telling me about all the running you've done.
I know. I was thinking about that today.
You're obsessed, man.
This time last year.
You're too close to it, man.
This time last year, I'd wake up really hungover. You'd run to me.
Yeah.
I'd stumble.
Quite a lick.
Yeah, I'd stumble around Highgate Woods with you for 45, 50 minutes and then you'd run back.
Yeah, that's right.
That was just before
you were training for Berlin.
Yeah. Less said about that than that. But he was saying he'd done an ultra.
Yeah.
As prep for a marathon. And it just finished him off for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You've got to be really fit to do those things.
Yeah, that's right. I think we'll get to it.
We'll get to it, but we're not there now.
Nah. Also,
and I think it's a good call.
I agree. I mean, it's good for me. Maybe because of potential injury, I'd say.
Yeah, I think so.
But I think for you, I just think you're on for a good time in this marathon. And you need to focus on exactly what's right for that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just not fit enough to run 31 miles training.
Yeah. But you are talking about running 20 miles 3 times.
Yeah, but that's... It's amazing what you can do with a week with a day off, never mind a week off. So, you know.
Oh, I am feeling a little bit chilled out now we've come out. Around N16, it was really kicking. De Beauvoir Square to calm things down. Although now autumn's
nice
coming.
Area.
There's a tree up there with kind of quite posh, marble-ish paving slabs underneath it. I've been running across them all year long. And now suddenly, they're treacherous.
Yeah.
Leaves are sticky, the ground's wet.
Autumn is here, isn't it?
Yeah.
It felt like summer ended this week.
But it's so hot. Weekend.
But it's still... It's muggy, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's humid.
I'm going to get you in front of this park. Oh, that's me. Hi. This is unselfieing it. This is a Haggerston Park. Snake Park, we call it. It's not called Snake Park. It's just that there's a big picture, big model of a snake in it.
Like it.
You'll see.
I haven't told you about my night of luxury with the missus.
Tell it. Oh, you were off to a castle last time I saw you.
Yeah, we went to Amberley Castle.
Yeah.
In Sussex.
Yeah, castle.
And it was... It was fantastic.
Yeah.
It was amazing. The initial problem about getting to about Amberley Castle in Sussex, so from London, is that it takes 3 hours to get there.
Yeah.
So you go in there, you've got a hotel until like 11 the next morning.
Yeah.
So really you want to leave. You want to get there for 3, don't you, to maximise the afternoon chilling time and the kind of whole hotel thing, you know.
Yeah.
But no, we didn't get there till about 6.
Yeah,
and so I was a little bit stressed by the time I got
a long journey
because of the traffic down the
A3. We need to get there and start enjoying ourselves.
Yeah, come on, fucking having fun. So we got
Steve.
There.
If you could just take that, it was only a brief F bomb. If you could just delete that, we don't have to put the explicit sign on the podcast. Thanks very much.
We checked in, and it's absolutely gorgeous. It's a castle. It's a castle sort of hotel.
Yeah.
So we chilled out.
I was in Newcastle. I saw the castle, which isn't new anymore. Well, I couldn't really understand it because I never saw the old one.
Have you seen the new castle, mate?
I took a look at the new castle.
And we...
I just lost a big contingent of our audience there.
Yeah.
Sorry, everyone.
And we... off. And we... The food was incredible.
What'd you eat?
We sat down, as you have to.
Yeah.
We had a belief.
Also, sit-down food.
Yeah, it was really
the
posh.
The good stuff, classy.
Really posh. We had a Bellini starter out in the grounds.
Yeah.
And then we sat
standing down. Standing up or sitting down? Oh, okay.
We just sat down.
So little,
then they
little battery pancakes. We having those of caviar, smoked salmon.
We're in that place where it's sort of uber luxury.
Yeah.
But you're not from that life.
Yeah.
So my wife was saying things like, is it all right if we go in now? When it's just like, we paid for everything.
Yeah, yeah.
You can do what you want. They're there to help you. Do you know what I mean? It's like
They work for you.
Yeah, they're working for you. Can we go into the main area to have our dinner?
Yeah.
So, which we're going to pay massive amounts of money for. So we went in, and the guy, we ordered this old French Rioja wine. And he gave us it in this decanter, where the sort of spout of the decanter...
Can it be a French Rioja? Isn't Rioja Spanish?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes,
Rioja's... Let's be clear on that.
Let's be clear on that.
We just got to the canal, by the way. There goes Tongington. Very nice.
And this really ornate decanter, which required... looked quite complicated in terms of actually pouring it.
Yeah.
Which came to be a problem with the amount of swift refills that we required.
Right.
It was on the second one that the waiter went... You seem to be drinking a bit quicker than most people in here.
Oh, did you really say that?
Yeah, he did.
That doesn't really go with what's doesn't really chime with what you were just saying about him working for you.
But we were but he was he sort of worked us out.
Yeah, I just said you.
No, I just said we're northern. We don't come here very often. We are going to be drinking a lot. He loved it.
We're not from London.
Yeah, he loved it.
Yeah.
So we polished off a bottle and a half before the main course, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was one of those where they're. You order your meal, and then they give you loads of, like, pre-starter stuff that's gorgeous before your meal arrives.
Yeah, yeah.
Which just confuses you further.
Absolutely.
Like, is this the meal? Have we started yet?
And it's a fine line as well, because we went for a nice tasting menu like that for a date for an anniversary years ago. It was really nice. Loads of courses. And then somewhere near the end, they brought out these homemade donuts or lollipops or anything.
Right.
And we just went over the line. You know, we were having such a nice time. And suddenly we were just like, I think I'll just...
Enough with the donuts.
I'm going to go lie down for a bit.
With the donuts.
Something heavy and sweet. And when it's a tasting menu and you feel like that, you think, it's their fault. It's all the food.
But it wasn't...
Not the bottle of wine.
It wasn't really a tasting menu. It was just what... We ordered two courses, but they were just sort of showing off.
Right.
But the food was devastating. It was absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
And it was just a superb night.
Some examples, come on. What did you taste?
We had... But one thing they bought us was like a sort of palate freshener.
Yeah.
Was this sort of...
Is that like an air freshener?
Yeah.
You just kind of sprayed it over the table.
They just threw pineapple at our heads.
Just chewing on a stinky cardboard tree.
Yeah. There's a pine tree for Sir and Madden. It was a...
It smells delicious.
A Japanese-y, sort of citrusy...
Sounds easy peasy.
...designed eyeball. Reclining...
I want to say lychee.
Reclining on a... Some sort of tomato powder with a bit of basil.
Yeah.
It was absolutely gorgeous. It was fantastic. There we go, mate. Cyclist.
Yeah, I don't know. Devastating, gorgeous, fantastic, yes. But this... eyeball talk might put some listeners off.
It was designed as an eyeball.
Right.
I presume we weren't eating eyeballs of previous guests.
That's a real eye-opener.
It was beautiful.
Go on, one more. Give me another dish.
And then we had... This was before the main dish. We had sort of like... pulled beef with sort of mozzarella.
Top of the black on your left. We spoke too soon, there's still quite a lot of hazards.
Loads of accidents.
And taking this thing through the lock, that bike just went past Paul.
And then the main dishes.
Wait a minute, is this the main? Was that the main?
No, that was...
Is this the main?
This should just start.
Is this the main? Are these the starters?
Is this happening?
Have we paid for this?
This just comes... Madame seems to be drinking. Quite a lot. And then we had a bottle of that Rioja, then we had a half bottle of this... French stuff, which was ridiculously expensive. Then we had a dessert wine, and then of course we had an amaretto.
Yeah.
By this time they were giving us double amarettos just because they knew that that's what we'd want. Yeah.
Because they had some bets on.
Yeah.
How long it would take. Yeah.
See if they can actually get from the table to leave the room, sort of.
Exactly. Remember, you're only sleeping upstairs.
It was gorgeous.
You just had to drive back, and then you could relax.
Yeah.
See you, mate. Off back to London. It seems to me...
It's good to have those evenings every now and again with you when you're married, though, isn't it? Because you don't get them very often, do you?
No, and you've got to plan for them. It's weird for young people to understand that. If you want to go out, have something to eat, have a drink, you know, like people do, you've got to plan it for weeks in advance.
And also super special times. I mean, but it says a lot about Rachel and how unusual it was. She said, oh, this is great. We should do this more often, like really go for it. She's like... We could do this, you know, every 10 years.
I'm like, really? More often.
Like really? That contingency. So maybe optimistically we've got about four or five of these left.
Yeah, that's pretty
maybe
optimistic.
Maybe we could like crunch it up to like once a year, maybe.
Just get past this big empty gasometer frames. Yeah, well, also maybe. The other side of it is there's two things about it. One, you know, is when you do not get to do it very often, the pressure on it to be good is too much.
It can be.
It's like that New Year's Eve thing. We are going to have a good time.
Yeah.
I say it's going to be good. Another bike. Oh, Jesus. Whoa. Easy, everyone. And that bloke had a little tot on the back of his bike. I saw a guy try and jump some traffic lights yesterday.
Yeah.
With a toddler on the back of the bike.
It's great, though, isn't it? No one's going to run you over with a toddler.
Well, I don't know. He was pulling out at a red light in front of speeding cars.
Yeah.
So he could have got run over.
It's pretty silly.
It was pretty... I was assuming that the mother of the child on the back of the bike would not have
not
been
be into that, no.
But the other thing is, despite the romance of your date, it feels to me like it might be tax deductible because I think you
just chatting about it on Runner's Commentary.
I think there's 10 minutes of that for stage.
Yeah.
You know.
It becomes content.
It could be a sitcom called The Northerners.
Yeah. Northerners in the castle. But it was really nice to see the waiter realise that we were different to most people who go there.
Yeah, oh, and just chill out with babies. It. It's not too late in the year for a bit of coot baby action. Do you see them?
Yeah, man.
There they are.
Hey, baby.
Me.
Careful with the bike. There's a bike coming
over. Yeah, I'm just standing still. The bike away. He's coming over to get fed. There they are. Coot babies.
Hello, mate.
They're squeaking and everything.
Yeah.
We're not going
to
feed you.
We're coming to say hello to Running Commentary.
Squeak.
Hey, fellas. Yeah, we're doing the park run at the weekend.
That's the other kind of thing Paul was eating in that castle.
Yeah, yeah. Pulp to a liquid veal.
That guy had a sweat on. It's just sweaty running weather.
It is, yeah, it's nice.
I went for a run yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was keeping it pretty short. Just Clissold Park and Highbury Field.
Yeah.
That's Highbury Field, I thought. I don't know if they even need to go around Highbury Field. In fact, I think I need to head home.
Yeah, because I'm really sweating.
Well, I was sweating, one. And also, I had an issue.
Which was, oh, really?
It's funny, my wife's saying, can you open the front door?
Because
I don't know if I can break stride.
Because I'm running through.
It's funny how running in the heat after some, healthy vegan diet.
To be honest,
it led me to a situation where the symptoms were the same as if I'd had a terrible fever, i.e. heavy, heavy sweat, high temperature, and desperate and frightening need to go to the toilet.
A pressure.
Yeah.
A pressure.
And all just from going for a run.
And how did that pan out?
Well, I made it.
Did you okay?
That's what you're asking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have to throw any clothes away.
Yeah.
Do we have to go into any more detail?
It's funny how the last 10 metres of that situation can be the most pressured, though.
Oh, yeah.
As your body fights yours to relax then, at that moment.
Yeah,
But we're not quite there. No, but
that's
do you know
right.
what I mean? It's like,
no, this is what
which
I was
is why you got to open the door.
That's right, exactly. Yeah. If I stop on the doorstep, my body's going to go, oh, good.
Yeah, we relaxed.
We stopped.
Yeah.
And then I nearly pulled it, you know. I nearly had a Radcliffe moment.
But the relief, the blessed relief.
Yeah. No, I felt too hot and sweaty for that to feel. It was more like a poison. It was like being back in India with dealing with the microbe.
So was that food related?
Victoria Park, here we are.
Here we are.
I don't think it was any particular... There was no germs or anything. That's a funny thing. In and around Victoria Park.
Lovely. Lovely, lovely. Maybe we'll see where we did this.
You could show me it. Show me the route.
Race.
Keep support. Left.
Are we going left over?
Well, we don't have to go that left. We're wandering. I haven't been here for a while. Of course, you were here the other day. Was it muggy like this on Sunday?
Not really, no. It was a little bit, but it was slightly windy, but in not really nice conditions.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'd felt a bit of a cold last week. I tell you what, it's that kind of year, that time of year up where... Some people are going to get colds with a change of temperature.
That's right, change of temperature is tough.
You've got to really be careful. What's your policy, Rob? How would you get through that?
Well, I find that if I keep my running up, I don't get cold. But if there's a germ going around,
you
just kind of nurse it, and it's not necessarily healthy. You end up getting this teeny tiny mild cold that you have for a month.
Because I had one.
And then you miss one run.
Right.
And you're really ill for 24 hours, but then it goes.
I had a teeny tiny cold last week, but I just kept... running through it and drinking water with vitamin C in and all that kind of palaver.
I'm not drinking enough water. I was drinking incredible amounts of water in Edinburgh, but still not enough.
Mate, you've got to drink your water.
And I think my problem is I drink so much strong coffee in the morning.
Right.
That it's diuretic, you know, and I end up going for loads of wheeze. So then I assume I'm hydrated. But I've got to get my water in. Because, you know,
I drink about 10 litres an hour.
As if anything,
do you think that's enough?
That's nearly enough.
Yeah, that's not even half enough for what you should be drinking.
I used to do it all day. I used to sit with a... I used to have a giant... You know, they used to go to the cinema and you'd get a big cup tie-in with a major film release.
Right.
And I used to collect those.
Yeah.
I had one for Stargate.
Okay.
I had one for Ghostbusters 2. And I'd keep that. And it was so basically a 2-litre cup.
Right.
And I'd keep that full of water. And I'd just be drinking it all the time. And then just go to the toilet. The great thing was, you know, I didn't have a job, didn't have anything to do.
Yeah.
So all I had to do was drink and go to the toilet all day long.
Like it.
And then when I started working, I'd buy myself a little bottle of water. And then when I finished it, I'd fill it up and put it in the fridge. And that's me all day. Look at this garden. That doesn't look like autumn, does it? That's gorgeous.
That's really nice.
Gets a bit of that. Of course, the camera doesn't want to work for me now. Great. Thanks.
Yeah, cheers. Cheers, world.
Cheers, yeah, nice one.
Thanks for that.
Forget it!
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
The beauty.
I don't do that anymore. And it's the other thing is, and this is a morning mode, but this is a wider issue. Do you find that there were things you used to do that you just assume that you still do, and then you look around and think, well, I don't suppose I have done that for 10, 12 years.
I might need to...
Drink water all day is one of my...
I might need to... I do drink probably more water than I used to.
Actually. Yeah.
What's the other side?
I don't know. I think you at one point probably would have thought, yeah, I run, but weren't running that much.
Yeah.
I've had it with the guitar.
Right.
No, I've had it with the guitar.
You've had it.
I never playing that thing again. No, I got to that point, which is amazing now to think of it, because I do so much music. But there's a point where I thought, wait a minute... I used to do loads of music, but now I just own a guitar. I never pick it up.
Just pottering.
That's kind of why I put it in my act.
Yeah, just so you'd get to...
Just so I'd get to use it some of the time. And that kind of came off.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you need to make a stop?
No, feel fine, actually.
Did I detect a subtext?
Feel fine.
No, you don't need to make
just
a...
Just floating.
A Tonkinson appointment.
Just floating.
That's a good dog, hey, mate. I think we should just loop around the pretty end of it.
Okay, cool.
Today.
So I did I had a track session last night. This is the stuff that gets you fitter.
Yeah.
And I haven't done many of them this summer. I've probably done about 5 or 6, but after every one I felt... a tangible benefit.
Yeah.
Just like that's obviously going to make me quicker.
Yeah.
So we went to the track and it was a normal session. It was two sets of, trying not to get a headache when I talk about numbers. It was two sets of 8 400 meter reps.
Right.
So you'd run
400 times 8 times 2.
So you'd run 400s,
yep.
Rest, do it again, do that 8, have a 5-minute jog,
yep.
And then do it again. And it was all at a pace of about 80, 82 seconds a lap.
Yeah.
So by the end of that, you've run 4 miles at about 5:25 pace.
Yeah, but just broke it up in a way that sort of paced it out.
Yeah.
And how did it feel? I mean, how did it physically feel?
It feels really tiring.
Like that.
And a lot of time you try, I mean, just maintain form. You know, maintain form when you're tired running that quick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But because you're with other people...
You want to run well.
And I'm in the B group, so the A group's just away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm near the tail end of the B group.
Yeah, well, I think that's the other thing that coming out from your 10K the other day, you know, because I didn't even... wasn't even invited to that one. I think that's telling. You know, I think it's telling. But but it is that sense that you're running amongst people. You know, you got yourself in a community that is where you feel, oh, I could be better than this. It's really good, you know. I generally... You know, we often run with people who we run better than.
It's yes, nice, yeah, 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 yeah.
It doesn't really help. Whereas no, you really get with people who make you feel, God, I could be as good a runner as this guy or whatever. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
it just
yeah.
raises your
but
bar.
But it's like...
Just socially, even apart from the reps and the challenges.
It's just good fun.
Do you know what this is? It just gives us this huge... It's the Burdett Coutts Fountain. It's how Hamlet's Burdett Coutts Fountain. I don't know, I'm just... It's a memorial. It's a drinking fountain. For a drinking fountain, I think it's a bit much.
Yeah.
Easy, Burdett Coutts. See, with me, you don't get your 4x400s. You have
that's
to stop
beautiful.
Every 10 yards so I can take a picture of the ornate
Everyone
drinking
has its different...
That's interesting, though, because that's the apex of our run. We're going to turn back now. So it'll be interesting to know how far it is to go down to the Burdett Coutts drinking fountain and back from my ass.
Well, it's about that was about 5K.
Yeah.
Five clicks.
Great.
Yeah. But it's also that, because it was in the evening and you're on a floodlit track.
Yeah.
There's a sort of romance about it as well.
Yeah, yeah. It's like
there's a kind of... You sort of imagine you're at Bislett Stadium in Oslo running for the world record or something. You can, obviously, everyone imagines different things.
And that is what everyone imagines.
I may well be the only one doing that, but...
Yeah. I filmed an advert in this bandstand.
All right.
I had to sit there with a Strongbow bar, asking strangers to describe the flavour for us.
Was that you, Matt Watson, was it? As I remember.
No, it was me, and he did an advert for a cider as well. That was me and Simon Evans.
All right.
But at one point... One of the researchers asked Lee Hurst to comment, and he was really annoyed that they treated him like a normal person, not a famous comedian.
Oh, so they didn't recognise him?
No,
yet.
No.
He was just wandering through the park.
He's like, do you know who I am?
They thought it was all over.
Yeah.
And it was. For him.
Yeah.
So I think this might be one of the straits of the run. I'm not sure.
Well, this
I'm
is a lovely.
Flashbacks.
This is a lovely rope. This is those old, those Victorian parks, like Victoria Park.
Yeah.
They've got roads through them, haven't they? From slightly predating all the cars, people would trot through here. You know, it's a Central Park in New York, isn't it? Just great places to run. It's the kind of stuff you get in the Royal Parks.
Right.
Which we'll miss this year because it's always the same day as Yorkshire. Oh, it's lovely, the Royal Park South Marathon, it really is.
We're going to have to sort out accommodation to York, mate.
It's probably already too late. Oh, we should have done it already.
I'll have to do it then, won't
we? Are going to share a run there. It's going to be like a sitcom, isn't it?
That's fine, mate.
It's going to be quite Morecambe and Wise.
Yeah, that's fine. Have we got time to do that today before I leave?
Yeah.
At least have a look at it.
Yeah, only if you're paying them. Have you got your credit cards back?
They are back, actually.
Yeah, good. We can do that, yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, we'll do it later on the phone because I haven't got them with us. Well, let's sort it out today.
No, I'll do it. Don't worry about it.
Sort it out today.
Yeah, this sitcom's going to be great. I'd noticed that I have been closing in on some of the psychological stuff ahead of the marathon.
Right.
When I did Yorkshire before, I got a really good night's sleep, actually. I can't think I went to bed before 9 o'clock.
Brilliant.
And it was like when you got jet lag. Thank you. I tried really hard to, you know, if I woke up, I just went back to sleep. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
No matter how long it took.
Yeah.
I insisted on sleeping.
Going back to sleep, yeah.
And
that's crucial.
Absolutely. And, you know, but the last couple of marathons I've done, I've been up the night before, either kind of travelling there or...
Yeah, you did. Yeah, yeah.
Or, you know, trying
to... Massive factor, mate.
Yeah, it's huge.
Massive factor.
And the other thing is, you said the other day, and it's true, but I kind of hadn't noticed that the last few marathons I've done, I've pulled up, they've all involved a little bit of walking. You know, because I don't think about that much for London 2015, because I got a good time there.
Yeah.
But I still walked a little bit.
Right.
And that was, A, I still think probably completely unnecessary. And B, just there was a time when I wouldn't have even considered that, you know. When I did Yorkshire before, I wanted to, when I was getting my second calf gel at around, I don't know, 22 miles.
Yeah.
I thought, I've got to get this out of my pocket without breaking stride.
Or else I'll walk.
Because if I stop, I'm not going to start again.
Yeah.
And that concept filled me with a terror.
Yes.
And I need to get back to that mindset, really.
I mean, it's just you're working on what to focus on, aren't you?
Yeah. And I think also, what you were just saying, there is a psychological benefit to training. One, just getting your body to think, okay, this is what we're doing, we're running, we run.
Yeah.
And two, just feeling it, thinking, okay, this, I feel different, you know, I feel like it's working.
Good.
Seeing the graph kind of climb.
Right.
You know? Do you know what I mean? Like you were saying about your training. Saying that can't not be good.
Yes, yeah.
There's a couple of negatives in there, I don't quite know.
But it's getting, and it's getting the balance, isn't it? You're training and your rest and all that. And it's the night you sleep before the marathon is almost as important as a long run 2 weeks before.
That's right.
It's
that
really
is why,
you know,
we should get a hotel room rather than getting behind the bins just near the start.
Yeah. No, we will do.
That would be a little bit too Beckett-esque if that was the sitcom. Me and you in a running gear.
Here they come. Bins. Here comes the start.
Are we ready for the start?
Yes.
If we can just find the start.
It still hasn't come. Have we started?
When I got back last week.
Yeah.
Went for a nice run. I mean, I was back for 3 days.
Right.
Went to Newcastle for 3 days.
Yeah.
Great gigs. Thank goodness. Lovely. Newcastle stand. Really nice place.
Beautiful.
To perform.
Yeah, yeah. Really nice
but
people.
But still being away was a real pain, having just got back.
Yes.
And then on the day I came back, it was my mum's birthday.
Right.
She was 70. Which
birthday?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
And you know, it's a funny old thing. It's bittersweet, really, because of course my dad wasn't around. She went to see him in his nursing home.
Right.
But he couldn't come out to play or anything. And that's just so complicated, trying to have a nice birthday meal on this one significant day, this difficult time. But also just thinking, oh, I can't believe I'm sleeping on a sofa bed this night. And I'm just back, you know. But you can't, if you wait for everything to fall into place, you know, it's never going to happen.
So I've kind of had a slight, you constantly have them sort of rolling epiphanies on how to enjoy your life, don't you?
Yeah, hell yeah. There's nothing like a rolling epiphany, though you're not allowed to use them in the long runs.
And I had, no, you'll get banned. And I had one on Sunday, because I did that race. And I came back and I could feel myself getting a bit of a cold.
Yeah.
And I was invited to a fancy dress party.
Yeah.
In St. Albans.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think anything says you're getting middle-aged then you've been invited to a fancy dress party in St. Albans on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, yeah. I've been to one of those. It was a 40th.
Yeah, well, this
and that was probably the first one of that
this was a
era.
This was a 50th.
Yeah.
And your advice would come in 80s gear.
Yeah.
Normally, my philosophy with fancy dress parties is, I'm just not going, mate.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not, you're more of that ilk of let's go and have fun.
Am I?
Are you? Well,
Am I?
You tend to like dressing up, but you do dress up in Superman outfits.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What? What's that?
No, I don't.
No, never.
Never.
Never,
never happened.
Yeah.
Looks away.
Wearing one at that very second.
Yeah, so.
So normally mine is, no, I'm not going to do it. But I just thought, why not?
Yeah, that's...
Let's just do it, like, let's just...
That is...
I'm not going to be around that long.
From our knowledge
let's just
of
have
you,
fun.
That is counterintuitive.
Yeah, because normally I just...
I think it's the third step, though. I think going back to you, so what you're saying about going up to the castle. I think when you're... Watch out.
Whoa, sorry, Brian.
When you're young, when you first become a grown-up, really, I remember when I first started going out every night, I was like, wow, I can go out every night.
Yeah.
You know, it started out with doing youth theatre on a Tuesday, and I said, should we go down the pub afterwards?
Wow.
So we did.
Yeah, we can.
And like for the foreseeable future after that, I never stayed in. I was like, why would I? What was I doing before then?
We're allowed to do what we want.
Yeah, so a few years pass, you're going out every night, and then you get into this sometimes it's all a bit lackluster and nothing, and you're just, you know, you don't even know where you're out. Oh, there's not that many people. What should we do? What are we going to do? And then other nights, it goes off. It's some amazing planned party or some accidental.
Or some other spontaneous events, yeah.
Exactly. But, and then there's also other things like, you know, there's romance. You know, you're chasing potential girlfriends or whatever.
Or boyfriends,
exactly.
Inclusivity.
Depends who you are and where you're at.
Yeah.
And but there's that whole era, right, where you're going out. And it's like, I mean, I suppose in the old days you'd be like a debutante, you'd be out.
Yes.
And you do that, right? And then I can remember, probably, you know, not long after that, I remember that first moment when I was staying at a shared flat. ER was on, which dates it.
Right.
Stayed in and watched it. I felt this glee of staying in.
I really like George Clooney.
Yeah, just to
I
watch
want to stay with him.
I want to watch George Clooney or Miriam Margulies.
Yeah,
depends who you are. And then, so then you go into that era, and then the acme of that is when you get a home and a partner and maybe a family. And then you think, even the best party, even your own birthday party or whatever.
It takes a lot
when
to get
you when the moment comes,
out.
You think, I think I'd rather stay in.
Yes.
And I think what you're saying is...
You start looking for reasons to stay in as opposed to going out.
Or you just start to factor in. You just start to say, see this bit, we're just about to go out and we don't want to. Just ignore that. Because we are going to go out and it's going to be good, you know.
Yeah.
You cut left to avoid a bike there and I nearly fell in the canal.
It's quite dangerous, isn't it?
That would have been good if you'd stepped out of the way of three bikes, feeling quite pleased with yourself, hearing a
ushered
big
you into
clunk just behind you. It's all happening.
But I decided...
But I think you've got to the third stage, you know, where you're old enough to go, we should go because we'll be dead soon.
Yeah, we should go because that's where the fun's going to be.
Yeah.
It's like I could stay in, nursing my cold, watching football and doing all those things, but... There's loads of people I know who I don't get to see very often.
Yeah.
But not only that, I'm going to go in fancy dress.
Yeah.
So I put on a silly shirt and my wife bought a stupid wig and a moustache and I went, as Magnum.
Right.
And it was fine.
So you wore the moustache. She didn't put it on.
No.
Was she Higgins?
No, she went as Blondie and she looked great.
That's good.
And we just had a right laugh and it was just really good.
To call me.
Yeah.
Call me. Call me.
She actually looked. She was wearing. She wore that bad T-shirt, that black T-shirt with white bad written on it.
Right, nice.
And I remembered that I used to have the poster of Blondie wearing that T-shirt on my wall when I was a kid.
Oh, nice. The circle is complete.
That was complete, yeah.
A bit of cosplay, talking a fancy dress.
Yeah, it was great. And just had a really good laugh. I got home. I didn't overstay it because I could feel. They obviously stayed, got really drunk. Their transportation on the way to St Albans broke down, leaving them in fancy dress on the side of the motorway.
Yeah.
Like Boy George and various characters from Dallas, Dex's Midnight Run.
Who got broke down? Who was there?
Just my mates, because someone else had given me a lift.
I see.
But they were all coming in a minivan.
Brilliant.
Which all broke down, so that was hilarious. They all stayed and he got hammered. I got to bed.
Episode 3 of the Northerners.
He was going, Blonde. No, Julie put a thing on Facebook.
Listeners will remember Julie from the Crouch End 10K.
Regular character, drinking buddy. And she put a thing on Facebook of my wife as Blondie.
Yeah.
Dancing. But she slowed it right down, so it was in like slow-mo.
Yeah, nice.
Pretty horrific viewing, has to be said. I mean, anything slowed down, but that kind of growling, gyrating Blondie in a front room in St Albans. But good fun, isn't it?
So it's a house party.
Yeah, but that's
like, nice. So you come full circle if you're in someone's house.
Yeah.
That's good.
But then the only problem is, reaches the end
bikes,
of the party.
Lots of bikes.
Reaches the end of the party and you're in someone else's house. That's the problem. And you've got to get back to your own house.
I've just done a classic, take a picture of myself instead of take a picture of the bikes. Look at these sunflowers. That's an autumn shot. Look at those.
That's nice.
Gorgeous. Well, talking of autumn shots and house parties and time passing, it just reminded me of something. Yesterday morning, I saw number one son.
Yeah.
That's his only son, first child.
Yeah.
Off into secondary school for the first day.
Dear buddy,
his little blazer. And God,
what a moment.
Yeah, I was
tough, you know. That is tough, yeah, I remember
he
all
that. Was cool. He was okay with it, but I was pretty gutted, I have to say.
It's pretty...
He did so little.
Well, you see the time passing through your kids, don't you?
That's right.
You see the episodes occurring.
Yeah.
All right, mate.
And also that basic thing of... The fundamental thing of not being able to control the environment, which is the whole point, you know?
Yeah.
As your kids get older, further and further away from you, it's their life.
Here we go. Well,
you want to keep them safe, you want to keep them sensible, but you can't draw a bubble around them, you know, like a safety net.
They're going to big school and you're not going with them.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you might or might not have a good time.
Yes.
And God, it's just terrible.
We remember that first day at big school, because I went to, for some reason my parents sent me to one. Sorry, but
that was sorry for the pause there. That was two bikes, two runners, a man, yeah. A dog, and a bunch of ropes. It's like the Crystal Maze for a second. Get out.
My parents sent
me to just, if it gets too difficult, just dive into the canal.
They sent me to a secondary school which was the other side of town.
Yeah.
So I had to cycle, and I remember walking into that playground full of hundreds of kids, because it was a massive secondary school.
Yeah, how big are many kids?
Probably about 800.
Yeah, see, mine was 2,000.
It's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, it's terrifying.
And you're on your own.
You go there, you're like a blooming, you're like a microbe, you're just a germ in a system.
You're on your own, aren't you?
Yeah.
So first thing to do, and I say to all my kids, make a statement. Find the biggest kid, just punch him in the nose.
Nice.
Then you've established
them. You are the best dad.
Well, then you're the daddy, aren't you? I've made my point.
Yeah, yeah.
The tonks are here.
I've got to say.
Bang, whoosh, I've told
I think you.
What did I say coming around here?
Of prison. And this is when your kids go to prison.
No, of course, you find your mates, don't you?
Yeah.
You find your crew.
No, see, he was cool, and he's always been, you know, it's the second time he started at a new school this year, and he doesn't really, he's not too shaken up, you know?
Yeah.
I woke him up the last couple of days, and it's me, I'm worried I'm not going to get up in the morning and get everyone up, and he's fast asleep.
Yeah.
This morning I went into his room, trying to kind of tug on his fingers or tickle his hand. Ended up just holding his hand.
Yeah. See, I remember when he was a baby.
Actually, no, so wake him up.
See, don't go. School isn't today, buddy. You're fine.
Yeah, so carry on sleeping. Yeah. Like a tiny baby.
Stop time. Stop it.
Time, stand still. That's what he said to all the year seven kids yesterday, and one's going today. We're coming off the canal, a couple of steps here.
Right.
Ping on bike. We're coming off. Do it like.
Ping.
She was pinging like a good one. She was going under the bridge, I suppose. Going to secondary school, first day at secondary school.
Yeah.
It really is a one-off, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I suppose that's your first day of school when you're little. But even that is in a bit of a crossfade with nursery, particularly if it's the same place.
And it feels bigger at secondary school because you're more formed then.
That's right, you know who you are.
Middle school, you don't know who you are. You're all part of this amorphous bubble of youth.
Exactly, whereas if you go to secondary school, I mean, this is people who've got hobbies, habits, identities, a uniform. Yeah. And then...
You're looking for your tribe.
You might go to a bigger school. You might go to middle school or upper school or a sixth form or whatever. But that moment, it's a real one-off. And once you've done it, that's it.
Yeah.
You went in for second day today. It's nothing.
Yeah.
It doesn't even touch it.
Yeah.
So you can't overestimate it, really. It was funny waking up yesterday because I was thinking, this is a big day. We've got to do all this today. All we've got to do is see him off to school. But I didn't get much else done.
It feels big, yeah.
Yeah, it was enormous.
Yeah.
And I didn't handle it very well. He handled it fine. Judy was fine. She stayed home and said, he'll do great. And he did. And I was like, you should have seen him. I should have seen all of them. All sheepish in their blazers.
Yeah. Slightly oversized blazers.
Yeah, yeah. Also, he looks good.
Because they'll grow into it.
I had that kind of Grange Hillish sense of a blazer. And when he came out, I realized he looked pretty sharp.
Yeah. Good for him. And again, another moment to be enjoyed.
Yeah, yeah.
It's that... I was listening to a podcast with old Rob Reiner, comedy producer.
Yep.
Sort of legend. And he's telling about films. This guy said, what was the film like? He said it was great, you know. No one really watched it, but we had fun, you know. We enjoyed making it. You know, all you have is time. Yeah. The only question is, am I enjoying this time? That's it.
Yeah, that's
we enjoyed it, you know.
And also...
And there's lots to be said for that.
Absolutely. And also, that what you were saying, we're going to the party. It's like what we say about sport and running. And I think running's really accessed it for me. And you know, talking about watching Andy Murray do the tennis. A good individual sports person is still winning when they're not winning.
Yeah.
And this thing about enjoying it, you can't do it by doing enjoyable things with a smile on your face for your whole life.
Yeah.
It's not practical. You've got to do everything.
Enjoy everything.
Enjoy it. And when it's when things are a bit rubbish, you've got to enjoy it.
You've got to enjoy that, yeah.
So when you go out to that fanciest party, if you hadn't had the venture, you know, if it had been a disappointment, you're just going to say, well, now I've done that, and that's good.
Well, thereby
has value.
Well, they're by the side of the road, to all intents and purposes, laughing at the absurdity of being dressed in 80s, fancy dressed by the side of the M1. And that's it, isn't it? That's the stage you get to, hopefully.
A sense of humour helps you with that. You know, sometimes, I can't remember what it was now, but I had a real catalogue of rubbish things happen. You know, in that way, when you would be tempted to say to yourself,
I'm so unlucky, such
what
a rubbish
this?
Day. Thanks, God.
But then when the third thing happens, it's just so ridiculous, you'd find yourself laughing.
Yeah.
And that's the distance you need.
Yeah.
I watched Ghost Town last night with Ricky Gervais.
Quite a nice movie,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, I like it. I've seen it a couple of times.
Yeah.
It's grown up. It's sad in a good way.
It's one of those films
about,
where...
really, isn't it? It's about... you've got to live it. Everyone's life is important.
Yeah, but it's a bit of an un-Ricky Gervais type film, isn't it, in many ways?
Yeah.
It's quite it makes you like him more, doesn't it, that
film?
Yeah,
that's right. Although I think...
It's not as tough as some of the others.
Although I think what he brings to it is the confidence to make this character, who's supposed to be horrible, really horrible.
Yeah.
But of course, yeah, like all Hollywood characters, he gets redeemed. And anyway, even if you haven't seen it...
they had fun making it. You've got to make it.
Yes. I've never known. There's something about today.
The traffic's been against us.
Because we got down, I thought we'll get off the road onto the canal.
And then the bikes came
so
in.
So many bikes.
It's the first day of everyone back, isn't it? Well, the second day. The third day.
That's true. You forget at the beginning of the summer holidays, you forget London goes all quiet. And you
really
forget
does,
that by the end,
it?
But that's not like that all the time.
They're all back now.
That night when, a couple of nights ago, when my mum came to say happy birthday, Mum, we were all staying so quiet. We were really... you got that thing when parents come and visit London. And
like, oh, years ago, it was like this.
Years ago, we were in our old flat, and the person downstairs shut their window.
Yeah.
And Julia's mum and dad looked up with a start, you know, like, what's happening? And Julia said, all right, it's not Beirut. It's brilliant. Just great.
Good quote.
So they're very, very quiet. For younger listeners, think Aleppo.
Yeah.
For that to work. It was really good having a...
pick up.
Yeah.
Something's happening, haven't
they? Let's keep it open. This is the bit, see, if you're running here, got some slightly posh paving slabs next to the church, under this tree. Look at that, that's treacherous when it's wet.
Yeah.
Thank
you. I'm glad you pointed that one out.
Mind yourself.
Sorry. Almost needs to sign that.
Apart from your little cold, have you got
autumn happening?
Any injuries, any niggles, any problems?
Well, I'm slightly concerned about the ganglion, or whatever it's called. What's it called? The googling ganglion?
Ganglion.
The ganglion.
I can hit it with a Bible if you want.
Just wondering.
When we get to that hotel room in York,
before,
I'm just going to hit it with a Bible for an hour and a half.
Just jump up and down on my foot continuously.
Good night. Have a good run tomorrow.
I'm just hoping that it's not going to... Sometimes I feel a slight weakening in the foot, so I don't want that to
get... I thought you were going to say weeping.
No. It's just a structural...
Don't make me take another photo of it.
Structural weakening.
I don't want to see it.
But apart from that, I feel probably stronger and faster than I felt for a long time.
Come on, put years on it. Come on, let's do this.
Probably 11, 12 years, yeah.
And
because I ran my 3:09 in about 2:05, so since then.
And are you going sub-3 on the 10th, on the 9th of October?
I'll see how it feels. I definitely want to be... I want a PB.
Yeah.
I'm after a PB.
So would it be... I mean, you're going to have to narrow it down and really
focus. If you can beat 3:05, then
I was going to say, it might be more sensible to go for 3:05.
I'm going for something...
Or to try and go to 2:05 and see if you've some way you can have a gear change.
I'm going for anything between 2:45 and 3:05.
Nice narrow window to aim for.
No, I'm going to probably go off... Because that's the point of all the speed
get
stuff.
These berries in this pub with you running. Can you keep running? Look at that. Bit of autumn. And a Mondeo, obviously. Lovely. London.
If I can
don't eat the berries, poison.
That's what the speed works about. If I can get used to feeling like like 6:52 a mile,
yeah,
is not too bad.
Yeah,
that's the whole point of it, you know.
Yeah.
So we'll wait and see.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll see.
Absolutely. Now, I'm still closing in on what I think I can do.
Yeah. It's important to be realistic, isn't it? Because you can really mess yourself up by...
That's right.
Because in London, I felt that I benefited from just chilling, running hard, but steady at the top and realising I'm not in sub-3 shape at all. And just, you know...
You know, I think you said at the time, and this is probably good to remember, that it wasn't your fastest. Well, it was your fastest. And it doesn't matter. It was the best marathon you'd run.
It felt the strongest
in terms of the psychology of it. You were steady. Yeah. You didn't break yourself on it. You used the machine well.
Yeah.
But equally, that's right, you've got to be really sensible. There's no point just going all out for glory.
There's a massive gap between 3:10 and 3:05.
Well, exactly. And this is the other thing. I remember going... I think when I went to Berlin, I was literally saying something like anything between 3 and 3.5. It's like, that's no good.
No, that's crazy. Yeah.
You've got to have a much better idea.
Yeah, you've got to have a smaller window.
What's going to happen?
So what have you, you're just locking in on it. You haven't established yet.
No, but I am closing in. I'm thinking about it.
Right.
I mean, I'm thinking, I'm working on really steady sub-7.5s.
Yeah.
I want to be able to do that for many miles.
Yeah.
But I want to not go off too fast. So in the past, let's cross here. I've had trouble.
In the past, I think you might have gone off at like 7:10, 7:15.
Well, even faster, you know, getting 6:45s in the first 5 miles, you know.
Well, that's too fast.
It's too fast. But on the other hand, when I've got good times, those have been part of it.
Yeah.
So I might have to be honest about how it affects the final reckoning if I'm careful not to do that, you know. So, but I want to get back to running. I think I definitely want to be sub-3.5, because I think that's available to me.
Yeah.
I think at the moment, I'm working on, I think a PB would be a lot to ask.
Right.
So, but...
I think anything between 3:20 and 3:25 would be great for you.
Exactly. I think 3:20 is probably a logical one.
Yeah.
And my second fastest is just sub-3:20.
Right.
So...
That's something to...
And that's one of the walkers as well.
Right.
So I think if that's I can have something like that form...
Yeah.
And not walk at any point, I think around 3:20 is what to go for. And also, to have that conversation and say... I mean, these 5 minutes are important, but say, oh, no, no, I'll never be as fast as my PB, and I look at it and think, but I might be within 5 minutes of it, you know?
Yes, yeah.
This is all good stuff.
Of course it is, yeah. You've got to factor in slowing during the marathon a little bit.
Yeah.
There's going to be slowing.
I suppose, and I'm just thinking this right now, I want to run it really well.
Yeah.
Now, what we were just saying about you in April, you know, you ran it really well. The time is good.
Yeah.
But it was the... It was what you did with your head that was the best thing about it. And funny enough, in a similar way, I was really pleased with what I did, because I absolutely dragged the best possible performance out of a slightly second-rate system.
Yes, yeah.
So I want to kind of keep that level-headedness and try and do more with it. I think that's the important bit.
You start trying to run in a way so that you're dispersing your mental energies evenly when you need them.
Yes.
So you're hitting halfway, tired, but a sense of, I'm starting again a bit.
Yeah, and then when you get to those...
Not only am I starting again, but I know there's less distance to go now.
And when there's difficult bits, you know, when you think, everything I thought, I forget that. That maths I was doing, I can't get my head around it now.
Yeah.
You know, those moments are going to come.
Yeah.
It's a long run.
Yeah.
But just to be ready for them, to be able to kind of be elastic enough to field that and keep on running. Draw a circle around it and keep going.
Yeah. Keep your form, keep your running form.
Yeah.
If you can. But it's all there in the runs, isn't it? In the training.
Yeah.
And you'll find out a lot in this 20 on Saturday, actually.
Absolutely. For better or worse, you know, there's time. And I think also this training session for this summer is... I just haven't... there's no precedent for it.
Right.
2 years ago, I did really good... kept up with my miles in Edinburgh really well, felt good. And I think I was potentially fitter, less injury, less old.
Yeah.
But I think this summer's coming back after injury, having more of a comparison with running with you.
Yeah.
Having more of a sense of how far I'm going at what speed. That whole thing of running every day. I think it's
and you've got
it's a new experience.
You've got your cumulative blocks of weeks of running, haven't you?
Yeah, exactly.
It's getting those, you know.
We're back into Newington Green. Still lots of green leaves on the trees. Still warm. Definitely autumn.
Nice little pub there on the corner. Is it the Marmite? Is that a bit...
My
mate runs that.
You what, sure? Because yeah, keeps changing yeah. hands.
Yeah, Amanda, yeah, she runs that.
Good.
Yeah.
I hope she stays because that...
Because the food's beautiful there.
That pub changes names about once a week.
Right. Last thing I knew, she had it, and it was something like the Mild May something.
Good, good.
But whether it's still that now, I don't know.
Yeah. And we're back. I just remember talking about my son going off to secondary school.
Yeah.
And my daughter went into year six. This meant nothing to her. She's like, oh, yeah, forget that.
Come on, I'm over this. I'm over this. Yeah.
Yeah. Your kids are like, they don't care about that anymore, do they?
We'll start sometime around now. Yeah, they're just drifting in. They're ready to go, though.
What's happening there? What's that all about? Some kind of secret party at the Marmalade?
Filming Stuart Lee's new special.
Yeah, the Marmalade Club is amazing because it's this old, proper old club. Like a workers-affiliated political club. Old guys in there with nicotine fingers playing pool. There's also loads of money in there because it's in Stuart Lee's TV series all filmed there.
Yeah, it's quite
Pop
cool.
Pop Videos McFly.
Yeah. Is it really? Right.
Made in Dagenham. Ricky Gervais's film. It's a really popular film set because it's all the original 60s fittings and everything.
It's quite iconic, isn't it? Yeah.
But they also have this thing which means it's kind of full of old Irish working class people.
Right.
And young, well, sometimes old, but like the media. You know, just give you £3,000.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. It's a great little kind of little microcosm of what goes on
in this area.
New and the old of yeah. North London. I did a tour. I might have done two tour shows there, at least one. I have to do it again sometime. So there we are, coming back on the road.
Of hazards.
Let's see how far we've come. As we come back in, let's get us under the tree. This is me and you.
That's six and
it's sticky under here. Sticky. Look at that sticky tree. Sticky tree.
Oh, sticky.
Terrible picture. And we are coming in. Keep in touch, by the way. I don't know if this... six and a half.
Right, six and a half, yeah. I love that. Nice and easy.
I'm hoping that you're going to be listening to this listeners before the Running Commentary Podcast Festival special at King's Place on Saturday, September the 24th.
3 p.m.
3:15 if you want to join us for a run. 4 o'clock for the show.
Right.
If you want to just see us after.
Brilliant.
It's going to be great. The podcast festival is exciting, and this podcast in particular is going to be good. So come to that and get in touch
Running,
with us online.
Comedy, music, guests,
the whole
banter,
deal.
Chat.
And then tell us, particularly if you're training for Yorkshire or anything else, so get in touch.
Any autumn. A lot of people doing autumn marathons, aren't they?
That's right. It's a nice time of year for running. So let us know what you're up to on Twitter, RunConPod, Instagram, Facebook, or, you know, just send us a letter.
Absolutely, yeah. So anything, maybe a cake.
Send us a cake. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.